Hello, and good evening to everyone, or good morning. It depends in what country you are. If it's in the States or Canada, good morning. It's evening in Israel. We're filming this broadcast from Israel, trying to reach most of the people that we can all over the world. I think it's a time for all of us, all men of light and truth, to get out of our prison. Maybe it's in the mind, and to catch all the people that made this fake epidemic and put them in prison. It's time we gather together, all the people of light in the world, and do what we have to do in order to stop this madness. I think that we've passed all the red lines, and we can see what happens now in Australia. And we are from Israel, then we remember very good what happens in the Holocaust. When we asked our parents, everyone, what happens in the other countries, why didn't they come to help us? All the Jewish that were, the Germans were killing everyone in the camps, shooting, So we asked, where were all the other countries? And there weren't any answer. No one knew what to tell us. No one knew why they didn't come. They didn't come. And now we can see what happens in Australia. And who's the one who's going to come and help them? And what is happening in Australia? We all should know that it will come to any other country. What starts in one country will be like this fake epidemic all over the world. And this is the right time. This is the right time to act. I wish that all the people in the world will, all the people of light, all the people that understand that this is a fake epidemic, that all they want to do is to control us, to kill most of the people in the world, as Bill Gates mentioned it a few times, and we know, we can see what happens in these fake vaccines. First, we should tell that it's not a vaccine. We know by law that it's not a vaccine. Vaccine, it's something that we make from this virus. We put it in the vaccine. We give it almost dead to people, and then we our body react to it, and we heal from it, and then our body knows how to deal with this illness in the future. And in the first time in the history of the world, they are giving us mRNA. mRNA, it's not a vaccine. It's a synthetic form. It's an RNA that will make our cells to produce this this virus. And this is crazy. This is crazy. First time that vaccines are given like a medical experiment, not to animals, but first to mankind. This is madness. And we've tried to tell everyone about it, but most of the people in this world are just sleeping, not in conscious. They don't hear us. They don't see all the signs, and there are millions of signs to know that it's a fake epidemic, and this is a fake vaccine. It's not a vaccine. And as the times go by, and we can see all the people that were killed by this vaccine all over the world, and people got sick and got all kinds of injuries, side effects that make their lives difficult and terrible. And, you know, we should act and we should do it together, because we are the majority of the people. We can control, we can decide. We are the millions, the billions of people that can act. There are just a few of them in the government. In Israel, 120 members of the Knesset and 8 million people. We just do who, and they're all away. The same way all over the world. The people in Australia are much more, millions of times more than the government. And if the government is sick, the people should gather together and, you know, just fight them. Enough of talking, enough of, you know, doing a sharing post, writing post. It's time to act. It's time to stop this madness. Here in Israel, the prime minister who was elected by only 6 mandates, 6 from 180 mandates, it's 5% of the people who voted to this government vote for him, is nothing, is zero. And he decides he want to do a lockdowns to the people who didn't get this vaccine. We know that the media from the beginning was one of the major players of this fake epidemic. As you remember, they showed us people just falling on the streets in China. They showed us people all over the world. They painted the world in red, like it's an epidemic, you know, crazy epidemic. Everyone is going to be ill. Everyone is going to be dead. Numbers. And it was all fake. No one fall on the street. People are falling on the street now from those vaccines. But no one fell from this illness. It's, you know, it's the... we should wish for this kind of illness. It's not like cancer. It's even not like the flu. Because flu, it's an illness that can kill even children and young people. But this illness just attack the old one. And the children, by the CDC, from the publish of the CDC, can get healed. 99.99.99.98% they can heal from this illness, almost 100%. No reason to vaccinate them. And as I said, it's not a vaccine. We all know it's not a vaccine. It's an mRNA. It's a synthetic kind of stuff that we'll put ourselves, change the function to spread this virus all over our body and make blood clots all over we talked about the side effects. We see the side effects all over Israel. We see the people that dies in Israel, in the States, in Europe. Many people are dying. And it's time to tell the truth, the whole truth about the lies that have been told, that have been told us and published all over the media, in the on the TV, on the paper news, the newspapers, on the internet, and everywhere, every kind of media was lying to us from the beginning. You know, the one of the assistants of Hitler in the Second World War said that if you are telling people 1,000 times that something that is a lie 1,000 times, then it becomes the truth. So if you tell them 1,000 times from morning to evening that there's an epidemic, 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 they'll buy it. It will become the truth, although it's a big lie. The mRNA, it's a synthetic genetic engineering. And as I said, it's the first time it's been given to people, for humans, instead of animals. The PCR test is incapable of determining a disease. Just as the inventor told us, blaming a Fauci of lying, and later he died in a strange circumstances. We don't know why. We also saw one of the presidents in Africa saying that he has done tests, PCR tests for the papaya, for a goat, Coca-Cola, and the test shows that they have coronavirus. The PCR test, it's a lie. It's a fake. Everyone knows it cannot determine whether you are ill, sick or not, whether you have this illness, the coronavirus virus or not. We know it is just a tool for them to make it seem like there is an epidemic, because they're doing the test for thousands of people, and then they decide that many people got infected. And of course, all the people that got infected are feeling well. Never in the history of the world people were determined ill when they feel good. It's a worst lie. never in the history of the of medical of the world shutdowns were a strategy to make people well or to finish an epidemic. Never, never in the history of the world. And as they were doing this, it's crazy, because let's mention that one of the children were got this virus, and in the shutdown he's close with all his family, and then all the family catch this illness, and then when the shutdown is finished they go out and spread this virus all over the world. So it's they only want to control us. They only want to make our life worse and bad, and to control us. There isn't any reasonable reason for doing what they were doing from the beginning until now. We talked about the side effects. I get many people, many people from Israel, you know, sending me that people that were, you know, not sick, very well, very healthy, and dying from heart attack and from brain attack, just falling without any reason. And they all got vaccinated. So, you know, the truth is on the table. We don't have to look for it. And it's with huge letters. We cannot miss it. And we have to unite together. We have to act. We have to do something to stop what happens in Australia and to stop what will happen all over the world. If we do it, everyone in his own country, we will lose. We have to be united, all the world, together. Because together, we have the power to do it. We have the money, we have the means, we have the amount of people. Together we can eliminate this fake epidemic. One of the big rabbis in Israel, as I met him, told me that we have to do two things in order to stop this epidemic. First, turn off the screens. And second, stop doing the PCR test. And this epidemic will vanish from our reality. And this is the truth. You know, in Israel, I'm sure that in other countries too, they made what they called Tav Yarok. It's a green mark, like the yellow mark, that is saying you are vaccinated, you're free to go to restaurants, you're free to go to weddings, you're free to travel, you are free. And if you don't have it, you're not free. You're not allowed to go to restaurants. You're not allowed to travel, to go to the gym, to many places. And as we see, as people got the third vaccination, as they call it, the booster, we see several things. First of all, after 3.5 months, they are losing all the power to say it. Just a minute. In 3.5 months, they are losing all the antibodies. They are losing it. Not like healthy people that have all the antibodies, they are losing it. And each time, after 3.5 months, they're already losing the antibodies. So they got much more sick than the regular people. So this is the first thing that we see. After almost 2 years and 3 vaccination, and now they are preparing the fourth one. And when you lose your antibodies, then you can get sick like this. You don't have the power to fight illness. Then you are in bad shape. And even Bibi Netanyahu told people, get vaccinated very quickly because your antibodies went down. We know that this is a major problem of all the people that got vaccinated. Another thing is that we see that it doesn't stop the infection. You got infected, you can get sick, it doesn't do anything. So why the hell are people will want to get this vaccination? It doesn't do anything. It doesn't stop the illness. and it doesn't stop the infection. So what good comes out of it? The truth is that they don't want to do anything good for us. They want to make us ill. They want to kill us. They want to decrease the population. This is what they want to do. We know it. We can see. It's time that all the media will stop telling lies about the victims. The people who died from this vaccine, and the people who got ill from this vaccine with many kinds of side effects. It's time to publish the right numbers, that people will see that the last thing they want to do is to get this vaccine. The last thing. You know that it's written in the Torah that I'm sure that it's also in physics and in other kind of beliefs that thoughts create reality. And when people will stop playing the game that they want us to play, stop seeing all the movies, all the films that are spreading all over the media, all over the Facebook and other media, and we publish it, this becomes our reality. And what we should do as humankind is to stop this reality by stop thinking about this kind of thoughts that bad people bad things will come to us, and think about only good thoughts, that we are going to vanish those bad people that are trying to kill us, that are trying to control us, that are doing bad stuff for all humankind all over the world. We should think positively, and the future will be otherwise, because what they're doing is they are putting on our mind, and it's not the first year, it's from the beginning of the television, they put thoughts in our mind, beliefs in our mind, and we don't see it. And from the beginning of this, I wanted to say, from the beginning of this Holocaust, from the beginning of this fake media, they put many fears in our minds, many bad thoughts in our minds, and in order to stop this madness, we have also to stop thinking bad thoughts and changing them. Stop publishing those things that frighten us and frighten others from what they think, that it's about them wanting to kill us, them wanting to control us, to put us in prison, all kinds of films that makes us, without even knowing, thinking only bad thoughts, only frightened thoughts. And we should lift ourselves. We should change our point of view. We should stop publishing those films, and we should think only positively. And this is the other thing that we have to do. We have to unite, we have to think positively, and we have to act. To act together against those mad and bad people from the cabal and from the Illuminati, whatever they call themselves, stupid bad people. We have to unite. We are the the majority people of this world. We have to publish only the truth. We have to convince anyone. By the way, we are in a good position by telling the truth. In Israel, for example, we are not having too many people in demonstrations, but we know that, as they published, it's not the correct numbers, it's much, much higher, but they published that 1 million people didn't get the first and the second vaccines. And then, when the booster came, the third one, 2.3 million people in Israel have decided not to get this third vaccine. They got the first three ones. They understood what is the real truth, and they have decided not to get along with this fake epidemic and not to get this third vaccine. And it's good. It's about half of the people in Israel didn't get this vaccine. And when our prime minister, and as I said, was elected of 5% of the people that have voted for this government, 5%, wants to make a lockdown for the people that don't want to get this crazy vaccine and to participate in this medical experiment, crazy medical experiment with technology that weren't, that never have been used in humankind. He wants to make a lockdown, like they did in Austria, I believe, in Israel. Now, today evening, I don't know, I don't see the news for now, that there was a meeting in the government, and our prime minister wants to close us all in a lockdown, all the people that don't want to participate in this crazy medical experiment or crazy vaccine that is not vaccine, it's something, something that will kill us. It's poison. How can we call it something else? It's poison. If we are seeing people are dying all over this world, people are getting sick, very sick, from all kinds of side effects. So this is poison. So people that don't want to get this poison, they want to force us to get this poison. So it was in Australia, now they want to do it in Israel, it's in other, not many, but few countries, and we can see that if we don't do something, they will do it all over the world. And then when they will do it, we will not have the possibility to act. You know, the people, the Jewish people in the Holocaust, they could have done something, they could have fought in the beginning. But after they put them in the ghetto, then it was too late. Then there's then you are blocked, you have a electricity fence, you have people with arms, whatever you do, they shoot you. Then it's too late to talk. It's too late to act. So this is the right time for us to unite and to act. And we can do it easily. The main idea is to unite, is to feel the power of people, of the majority of people of the world that unite and decide to vanish this ugly, bad people, you know, and to put them on prison or to kill them, to stop this madness, this fake reality that they are doing to us. There isn't, you know, some of the states, as the United Kingdom, has decided that there isn't any illness. They want to live the life, a normal life. Now that they're doing another game, telling people that, wow, in the United Kingdom, the percentages of the people that got sick from the coronavirus are higher, and we have to do something. If we were stopping the PCR test, the fake PCR test, there isn't any reason to do anything, anything. We all saw that the majority of people that have died have declared as people that got sick by the coronavirus, it was fake news because they got they died from cancer, they died from car accidents, they died from all kind of stuff, and we saw that that all the hospitals got paid in order to tell the lie. So the majority of the people who had died from the vaccine and from the of this virus didn't die from the virus. It was all lie from the beginning until now. This is the right time to act. I'm doing this broadcast asking people all over the world to unite together and to decide to end this fake epidemic and to get our life back. Because it's time to end this. We know, as I said, in Israel, and I believe that in all over the world, many people begin to understand the truth. We have been walking from morning to night, every day, publishing the truth, day after day, from morning to night. And we know that many people that were totally asleep and didn't have the option even to believe that the government is working against them, that the health department wants to kill us. It was too much. Now begin to understand that this is the truth. Some of you knows that most of the the pharma companies, most of them are making all kind of medicine that won't stop our illness, but make us ill for all our life. They don't want to heal us. And they said it themselves. The CEO of many of those companies said to all of us that the goal is not to make us better, to make us heal, to leave those illness. The goal is to make money for the people who invest in those companies. This is the goal. So most of these medicines don't make us better. They just, you know, they make us ill. So the best way to heal is just not to take those medicine and those all kind of vaccines. And this is the truth. You know, my child got hurt by a vaccine in Israel and he became autistic 5 years ago. I didn't know anything about it. Anything. So I've started to look and learn and to seek for the truth. And I've talked to many doctors all over the world. I established a 24 group of doctors, 24 doctors in Israel that are healing people that got sick by the vaccine. And I have connection all over the world with many good people that are telling the truth, that are publishing the truth, that are telling us that the vaccines are, will all make our children sick and us sick. And about this autism problem, this is the real epidemic. This is the cancer, the real epidemic all over the world. In the 80s, there were 1 of 10,000 people or children all over the world had this autism problem. 1 of 10,000 in the 80s. And now it's about 1 of 40 children in Israel, 1 of 30 people in France, 1 of 20 people in the United States. We know about the aluminium that in the vaccine and what it's doing to their brain. We know the truth. We know about all those side effects that are hurting our children, and there isn't really any reason to get the vaccine. All they have been saying to us, and listen, it's all over, most of the films all over the world that you can see, there was some kind of virus and a vaccine came and helped all humanity to get rid of it. They are putting on our mind that vaccines are something very good, something that saved the world. And it's all a bunch of lies, lie after lie. And many people don't know the truth. I didn't know the truth. I vaccinated 5 children. Until the fifth one got hurt and became autistic, and then I started to learn. And this vaccine Corona vaccine, Pfizer vaccine, Moderna vaccines, as I said, they are not vaccines. It's an mRNA vaccine or shot, mRNA shot. First time this technology is being used on humankind, and we can see what is happening all over the world. We should save our children. We should save humanity. We should fight the cabal. We should fight the Illuminati. We should kill them, destroy them, put them on prison. We should unite and fight them. It's time to stop talking. It's time to stop publishing posts, all kind of posts, and to act. To act together. The unite force of light against the darkness. We just finished our holiday of Hanukkah, which is the story about the light against the darkness. And although we were just a few people, we have been able to win this war against the Greece over the years and to bring the light. And this is a war, a world war. This is the fourth world war of humankind, people of light against people of darkness. The people of darkness have the agenda 2030 from the United Nations that were published more than 20 years ago, that are doing all the things that they wanted to do, one after another. It's time we publish this agenda. It's time everyone will know this agenda. It's time to unite and act against those bad people. If we won't do it now, it will be too late. We have people all over the world. I know many people from most of the countries, and we will do whatever we can to gather everyone together and to start acting together. If you want to participate, we will publish it, and anyone can participate, everyone can join us, and together, this is the point, together we will win this war, and very quickly. Thank you everyone for watching our broadcast. As I said, this is a broadcast from Israel, asking everyone to join us, the world, all the countries, to join together, to unite together, and to fight those people of darkness. Thank you very much for watching, and have a nice day or a nice evening, wherever you are in this world. Bye-bye.